Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Percy and Annabeth were inside a Hephaestus made trap. They could not get to the exit without the help of water. So Percy used his powers to fuel them towards the exit. Then, with Annabeth, who was very good in physics, lifted them and they catapulted over a fence. The fall could have killed them, but fortunately, Grover was in action. He caught them because he was using his flying shoes. Then they returned to Ares. Percy was really mad at Ares now. Ares was such a jerk who used them to do his dirty work. While they were going back to the restaurant, Ares was already waiting there. He collects his shield. Then Ares handed them a backpack full of food, fresh clothes and some money. And their ride was in a wild animal truck, which was totally not fair, because they were all humiliated in front of Mount Olympus and they get a ride in a wild animal truck. But they decided not to complain about it. But Ares had also something else to say. He also promised Percy that if he did retrieve Ares' shield, he will tell Percy information about his mother. Ares told Percy that his mother was not dead. She was held a hostage for someone who wants Percy to do a job. Before they could argue and talk something else, someone took a snap of Percy, Annabeth, Grover and Ares. They also saw the truck drivers coming around, so they decided to get inside the truck. When this trio entered the truck, they saw another weird trio. They saw an antelope, zebra and a lion. The cages were a mess and the smell was not good either. The most weirdest of all was that the antelope and zebra had a bowl of meat in front of them, which they obviously did not want to eat, and the lion had a pack of turnips. Everyone was sad, but it was Grover who was depressed. Once the truck gets going, Percy uses his riptide to match the food. Then Grover talks to the animals. The trio promised to help the animals once the truck stopped. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.